KBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host and friend. North Korea, in the news. A divided UN Security Council failed to extend the mandate of the expert panel charged with monitoring enforcement of sanctions against North Korea. This decision, or lack of one, at the United Nations Security Council is regarded as unprecedented. Gordon and I welcome our colleague Bruce Bechtel, who now at Angelo State University, our guide on matters of North Korea, especially when it comes to their violation of the sanctions regimes to do with ballistic missile proliferation and nuclear weapon proliferation. Bruce is the author of several books about North Korea's predation, most recently about its spreading arms through North Africa and the Middle East. Bruce, a very good day to you. Thank you for this. The UN Security Council has apparently blindsided the world with a veto by Russia. What is Russia protecting, Bruce? What's new that they've never done this before, but now after the romance between Putin and Kim, they veto the sanctions regime? Good evening to you, Bruce.
Good evening, John, and good evening, Gordon. We've talked about a lot of stuff for the past 16 years. Do you realize I've been talking to you and Gordon that long? Jeez. But we've talked about a lot of stuff over the years, and a lot of that stuff has had a lot of nuance and a lot of complication and ins and outs, as the Big Lebowski would say. But there is none of that here. This is clear, absolutely clear. The Russians are doing this because they want the spotlight off of them. Russia, in the past year, has replaced Iran as North Korea's primary proliferation partner. That is a big deal. We're talking billions of dollars, not millions, that are going into North Korean coffers because of what the sales that they have made to the Russians, advances in technology and oil that they badly need as well. So because of that, Russia wants two things. They want the spotlight off North Korea, of course, so that they can more effectively get their systems without the world knowing how it's happening. And they want the spotlight off themselves. That's black and white, cut and dry. And the people who shine the biggest spotlight on violators of North Korean sanctions since 2009 have always been the UN panel of experts. They get their information independently, and they get it from other UN member states. They are widely considered the most credible source on looking at North Korean illicit activities, and now they're going away. So the next question will be, well, is Russia going to try and get rid of the UN panel of experts on Iran as well? Because Iran is also selling them weapons. So this is, as you said, John, an unprecedented event and one that will make it considerably more difficult for us not only to monitor North Korean illicit activities, but to make the world know what's been going on with those activities. So a very big deal.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Bruce, obviously the UN panel of experts has now pushed out of the way. Is there anything else the UN can do, or is there anything else that the U.S. and the international community can do while the panel of experts has been neutered?
Well, the latest report just came out last month, March 7th. As you know, I'm sure you've read parts of it. John probably has as well. That's their big deal. They put out two reports every year, one in March and one around August, September timeframe. Those are going away now, and those are filled with data. So essentially what happens with those reports is geeks like me who love pawing through that data, we go through that stuff, and then we talk to guys like you and John, and we together we help bring out the stuff that's most important to policymakers, academics, and people who just have an interest in security issues in Northeast Asia. That's going to be a much more difficult process now because, like you and John, I'm not going to, of course, I always have. I base a lot of my stuff on press, on think tank reports, and lots of other stuff. But none of that is collated and put together the way it is by the UN panel of experts. Some possibilities include us having trilateral bodies such as U.S., Japan, Korea, bodies that can look at this and you know, form a committee to do the kind of things the panel does, or us doing the same thing with the European Union, who has been very active, many of those states, member states, in the UN panel of experts. But at least for now, a viable option to the panel of experts doesn't seem to be on the horizon, and it's going to take at least several months to a year to come up with one.
Does this please Beijing or challenge Beijing? Your opinion, Bruce.
It absolutely pleases Beijing, John, because as you know, the two biggest violators of the sanctions with North Korea have been Russia and China. So Beijing is extremely happy about this. I'm quite sure that's why they abstained. Everybody voted against this, except for the Russians, and then China abstained. Everybody else went right along with the United States on the UN panel of experts.
So it doesn't challenge the cozy relationship between Pyongyang and Beijing. This is cooperation.
Absolutely. In fact, the way I would put it is the relationship between China and Russia has enabled and augmented the relationship between Beijing and Pyongyang. It has not hurt that relationship.
Gordon?
So, Bruce, I guess that means that China and Russia are going to proliferate more now because the eyes of the international community, because they can't look at it the same way? Or do you think that just China and Russia are going to continue business as usual and there'll be no increase in proliferation?
The sanctions obviously remain in place, but it's going to be harder to have an effective focused monitoring of them than it was before because there won't be a panel of experts anymore. So my assessment would be, obviously, Russia is going to continue to try and augment their armed forces with all the supplies they're getting from the North Koreans. China's role is a bit different. As you know, North Korea has been involved in cyber theft a lot, to the tune of $750 million just so far this year, and about 3.1 million over the past 2.5 years, billion with a B. So China lets them launder stuff through their banks and through their cyber coin companies, et cetera. And I think that's likely to increase. And that's also going to make it harder to go after North Korean finances that help keep this proliferation going. So China's role is a bit different. It's obviously more involved on the finances side of the house. The Russian role, I think, will continue to get bigger. And I think not only will we continue to see that get bigger, but we're going to see more Russia-Iran-North Korea cooperation in coming months.
Bruce Bechtel is a professor at Angelo State University, the author most recently of North Korean Military Proliferation in the Middle East and Africa. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.